It's not like any other podcast, coming to you straight from the heartland, where investing is told like it is. It's time for Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. Hold on, because here comes the next episode of the Paranoid Banker Podcast.
Hey everybody, Darren Garman here, and welcome to this week's podcast. We are going to cover hacks, shortcuts, secrets. We're going to cover all those kinds of things today. And it's about time that we do. So before we get into that, especially in terms of how this needs to be part of your thought process, in my opinion, when it comes to investing especially. Before we get into that, I just want to remind you of the September Multifamily Investment Summit and Property Tour. The September Multifamily Investment Summit and Property Tour. That'll be taking place September 18th. That's right, September 18th. So look at your calendars, make your plans, mark your calendars to attend. Now, keep in mind that I'd like to have as many investors attend. But, of course, I can't spend the necessary time with individual investors that is necessary or that I think it should be spent, by the way, if we have a lot of people. So I limit it to 15 investors on purpose so we can spend that quality time together and that one-on-one time together. So keep your eyes open. Keep your eyes peeled for more information coming to you on the September Multifamily Investment Property Summit here in the Heartland and Property Tour. That will be coming, and the next one will be September 18th. Keep your eyes open for that. Information should be coming to you with more detail here within the next week or so. So what I want to talk about this weekend is basically hacks, secrets, and shortcuts. And so the thing that we all need to keep in mind, and I'm going to remind you, and by the way, I'm not saying I think you need to be reminded. I'm just saying that the more media you're exposed to, online or offline, the more that you will be told what you want to hear. And look, we all want to hear that there's such a thing as an easy button when it comes to getting the results that we want. And really, this applies to anything from diet, nutrition, how you are physically, mentally, I mean, how you operate a business. I mean, I could go there. This applies to everything, but I want to really focus on investing with this. Okay? Investing. And so a lot of us want to hear how easy it is to make a hell of a lot of money and gigantic returns with little or no effort. Okay? All you need to do is blank. Okay? Or, as an example I just gave, once you find out this secret, okay? Or, former stock trader reveals the secret that Wall Street doesn't want you to know about. Okay? That kind of thing. Well, we know there are no secrets. There are no secrets. We are just being told what we want to hear and what we want to believe. Because what we all really want is an easier path from point A, from where we are now, to point B, to where we want to be with our investments, whether it's an income, whether it's an amount, whether it's a kind of return, whatever it is, we want to go from point A to point B, beginning to end, in as straight of a line as we possibly can in the easiest way we can. And we believe that we can do that because there are hacks that we can use. There are secrets that we can implement. There are shortcuts that we just don't know about. And oh, if we did, the results would be easy wealth accumulation, easy income accumulation from point A to point B. Right? Well, you know, truth be told, that if anyone has achieved any kind of, let's say, financial independence or any kind of financial success, we'll call it. And everybody's got their definition of what that is. But let's just assume for our conversation now that financial success is having a net worth in the tens or hundreds of millions of dollars or larger. Okay, just for our topic, our conversation now. And other than a trust fund baby type person, and I'll talk about a pet peeve I've got about those folks here in just a second. Other than that, the people that have accumulated and have this kind of wealth and success, financial success, have worked their asses off, gone through more adversity than anyone could possibly know to get to that point. There were no shortcuts. There were no hacks. There were no secrets. Okay? Whether they've started a business and sold it, whether they invested in one or two properties or more, and now they've got the success that they, you know, were looking for. But remember, we're talking about investing. So whether they start out at point A and are finally at point B with their holdings, no one got there easily. No one got there by knowing these three things or implementing this one secret or finding out about this one or two hacks that you can use. It's not possible. It's not. So you bring this down to a multifamily property. So let's talk about a couple of examples I can give you. So one of the properties that we own, that we have ownership interest in, is a 100 plus unit apartment community. Okay. And this property consistently produces, let's just say conservatively, over 13% cash on cash returns, income returns each and every year. I mean, it's pretty much like clockwork. I mean, it really is the definition of a cash cow. This thing does great year after year after year after year. Okay. But the first 3 to 4 years that we owned this, hardly any income from these, from this property. Okay. Why? Well, because we were grinding it out, working on the asset, and making it into a much better asset that would, at some point in time, do what it's doing now. No shortcuts here. Okay? It was putting in more capital, making improvements, changing the tenant mix, changing the operations, changing the management structure, etc., etc., etc. It was not, we wake up on Monday, we buy it on Tuesday, we've got 18% returns on Wednesday or larger. Now, I'm obviously exaggerating there, but this is kind of what we want to be told, how it works or how it operates. And that's not the way it works. That's not the way any kind of investment success works. Okay? And I'm talking investment success. I'm not talking financial windfall. So I'm not talking winning lotteries. Again, I'm not talking inheriting money from somebody. I'm talking realistic investment kind of results. It takes work. More work than you think. It takes time. More time than you think. But a commitment to trusting the process of that investment, knowing that there's going to be time and work involved, is the recipe to investment success, period. But see, far too many of us, me included, by the way, we want to be told that it doesn't take that amount of time, effort, and energy and work. We want the results now. We want the results yesterday. Well, why would I want to wait a year to get what I'm after? Why would I want to wait that long? I'll give you another example, actually from the multifamily world. So this is a guy that is really, really good. And his name is Tom, is his first name. I won't share his last name. But he's a guy that owns, you know, a few hundred apartment units himself. And I recently worked with him, you know, consulted with him, helped him purchase a 150 plus unit apartment project, apartment community. Okay. For the first 5 to 6 years, Tom did not take one distribution out of the property. So I want you to think about this. You've just purchased a multi-million dollar asset. You're in year two, and you haven't taken any money out of it yet? You're in year four, 150 plus units, and you haven't taken any money out of it yet? So there were 5 to 6 years of grinding it out, working on the process, getting the community to where it would be or where he envisioned it to be. Today, constant large amounts of cash come from this property. Not by accident, but by what? Yeah. Hard, long work, long hours of work. Okay? So, again, there's no hack here, folks. Sure, there are ways to do things, maybe to save some time, make things a little bit easier. So, for example, you could be a passive investor in some of these apartment communities we're talking about. And yeah, that way you don't have to learn about investing in apartments and management and deal with all that. So, yeah, so there are those things. They exist. But in the true sense, in the definitive sense of maximizing your return and getting the rewards, there is no reward without time, effort, energy, and work in the world of investing. And again, we don't want to hear that. We want to believe that there is some kind of a thing we don't know or something we could do or say or some kind of technique or hack or whatever. And there's not. And this is really the case in anything. In anything. Are there ways to be more optimized, more efficient, do things better? Yeah, there are. In all areas, especially investing. But we know that there's really no such thing as a successful investment without a hell of a lot of time, effort, and energy and work behind it. So what can you take away from this? Really, a couple things. Number one. Keep this in mind as you are contemplating what kind of investment to get involved in, where to move your money, especially right now where the markets are a little bit jumpy. I mean, it's kind of a roller coaster ride out there right now. So when you're contemplating maybe areas or places to park your money for a while, whether it's IRA or 401k money or regular money, whatever, it doesn't matter, you'll think about this. Okay? Think about this. Not only for yourself, but the second part of this is whomever you decide to align yourself with. And this is whomever, business partner, financial planner, attorney, accountant, real estate investment partner, a business partner, whatever. They need to have the philosophy that this is the case. They do. If you line yourself up with We will just do this quick fix, hack, expose this one little secret, and we go from one to a million. You need to go in an opposite direction. Okay. You just need to. And again, all of us like inherently know this, but we don't, but we want to believe that there is just that something out there. Okay. So think about the process of your investing. What are the people that you're aligning yourself up with or considering? What are they saying? What are they doing? What are they constantly showing you? What are they constantly talking about? They've got to have this kind of philosophy, folks. They do. If they don't, if everything is, oh, all we'll do is this, this is a quick patch, this is a hack we'll use, this is a technique that we'll employ, and equals massive results, come on. Come on. Not going to be the case. Okay. And so when it comes to the hacks, the secrets, the shortcuts, there are none. Right? There are none. And the sooner that us investors, you and me, get to work and know that that's the case, understand that that's the case, and move forward making decisions knowing that that's the case, we will actually have a bigger investment payoff sooner and longer than anyone that tries to take a shortcut. All right? Okay. So I hope this has been informational for you this week. Good to have you aboard on this week's podcast. I'm glad that you've been with me and spent the time with me wherever and whenever you've decided to listen. And so I wish you a great weekend or a great week whenever you decided to listen. And as always, I'm interested in your thoughts and comments on this week's podcast. So get in touch with me and let me know those. Have a great day. Have a great week, weekend. We will talk to you later. See ya. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. For investment questions, comments, or to get in touch with Darren, go to www.garmanblog.com. Thanks for joining Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. For investment questions, comments, or to get in touch with Darren, go to www.garmanblog.com.